Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to make your life brand new. I'm telling you, amen, it's time to get right with the Lord, because the Lord is coming back for a people that are ready for heaven. Amen. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet with myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. We have had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons. Praise the Lord. I know times change. There's a lot going on, and the devil is so mean in them jails and prisons, like it is out there in the free world. But Jesus come to save people from sin. I'm telling you, if salvation is a choice, amen, the Lord don't force nobody to be saved. You got to desire him and want him yourself. Amen. You got to really surrender to the Lord if you want the Lord. Amen. And those that refuse, I'm telling you, it's counted against you. I'm telling you, it's held against you. Amen. If people be lost in the fires of hell, it won't be nobody's fault but their own. Because every time you rejected the Lord, it's going to be right there. Every time you shut your door in the face of somebody, they're going to share the gospel with you. Hung the phone up when someone tried to ask you to come to church. Ask you to repent of your sins. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Told them that you don't want to hear it. Amen. I'm telling you, it's counted against you. I'm telling you, those of you that feel like that ain't no heaven is not real. Hell is not real. And all the hell you know is going on here on earth. People talk that stuff. All that stuff is held against you. It'll be too late to repent when you be looking at the fires of hell. I'm telling you. It'll be too late. So many souls is trying to pray in the fires of hell. You can't. The Lord won't hurt you down there. He won't hurt you. But while you got your breath and strength today on this side of life, this side of the grave, now's your time to pray and say, Lord, you forgive me of my sin. I won't sin anymore. Now's the time to call on the Lord. Now's the time to change your way of living while you're on this side of the grave, this side of life. So many people just feel like they just can't give up sin. They just can't give up the world. And you got preachers talking that stuff too. Amen. I'm telling you. The Bible said the blind lead the blind. They both gonna fall in the ditch. I'm telling you. Jesus come to fix it so you can give up the world. Give up sin. Amen. Because you can't serve God hanging on to the world. All this sin around you. They feel like you just can't get free. The only thing they can do is just say, Lord, forgive me. And then go back and do it again. I'm telling you, praise God. I'm telling you, amen. Jesus come to fix it so you can stop your sin. I'm telling you, you can stop. Amen. It's hard for some people to stop. I'm telling you, praise God. But the Lord wants you to stop. Amen. A stop sign means stop. It don't mean slow down. So many people slow down and don't do as evil as they used to. And some people count that as being good. Yeah, you got so-called law-abiding citizens out there. They got a good, clean record. They don't, amen, steal. They don't rob. They don't shoplift. Some of them don't. Amen. They drive good, got a good driving record. They're a good law-abiding citizen. Oh, that's wonderful. But that's not salvation. No, that's not salvation. Praise God. Because them same people can still curse sometimes. Some of them do. Some of them can get mad. I'm telling you. Some of them, amen, could be drink sociably. Be a social drinker. They're not allowed a sloppy drunker. But he drinks sociably. I'm telling you. But Jesus come to save you from sin. I'm telling you, save you from sin. That's higher than just live being a good law-abiding citizen. The Lord come to save those good gooders out there. Save you from your sin. You can't go to heaven because you got a good law-abiding record. You ain't got no criminal record. That's not good enough to go to heaven. But you got to be born again. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, you got to be born again. Praise God. People can be educated. Be in good education. That's good on this side. But that's not enough to go to heaven. You can't go to heaven on no bachelor's degree. No master's degree. No doctorate degree. No PhD. No matter how many degrees you have. None of them is able to take you into heaven. Some people want to join the Masons. And, amen, get into masonry. And climb up the chain. No matter how high you climb in the masonry, it is not good enough to make it into heaven. No. Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way to make it into the kingdom. Believe the gospel. Believe the gospel. Don't try to use things to substitute. But believe the gospel, praise God, and you'll make it into heaven. I'm a Jesus man. I preach Jesus to the people, praise God, because he is the one to get you ready for heaven, praise God. Amen, praise the Lord. So repentance of your sins. Ask the Lord to forgive you, praise God. Isaiah 44:22, Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say? Isaiah 44:22, what did it say?
22.
Praise God. Amen. It's time to repent. It's time to make a vow to God that you won't do it anymore. Don't be scared. The devil have people scared. Amen.
44:22.
Yeah.
I have blotted out as a thick cloud thou transgression, and as a cloud thou sin. Return to me, for I have redeemed thee.
Amen. The Lord said, when the Lord forgive you of your sin, he'll blot it out like a thick cloud. Amen. People, when they sin, there's a thick cloud between you and God. And God can't hear you. He can't see you when people got that cloud there. You can't go to heaven with that cloud. You hear me? But you got to get rid of that cloud. Amen. Get rid of that thick cloud. Jesus come to fix it so we can get rid of it. Repent and turn from your sins. So the Lord can get rid of that thick cloud.
That's right, amen.
Amen. The Lord wants you to return unto him. Amen. Change your way of living. Water baptism is a testimony to the world and unto God that you're changing your way of living. No more. You're going to use them hands, that mouth, your parts of the body, to serve sin. Your tongue. To use curse words. No more. Will you start. Amen. Use them hands to drink Wild Irish Rose and Jack Daniels. Use your lips to smoke cigarettes. I'm telling you. No more. Will you serve sin. Go to the clubs and dance for the devil. No more. Praise God. Water baptism is a testimony. It's a physical washing of the body. That you are changing your way of living. I'm telling you. That's why we get baptized. Praise God. Baptized. To testify to the world, I'm changing my way of living. Amen. If people don't know or understand that, I'm letting you know now. Praise God. Amen. When folk go in the water and be baptized, they're supposed to come out to live a brand new life. If you still sinning doing wrong, what you getting baptized for? You ain't doing nothing but just getting wet. If you're going to keep on sinning, I'm telling you, praise God. But Jesus come to change our way of living. Praise God. It's time to get right with the Lord. It's time to get right. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for today's message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sicken their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Lord, let them repent. Call on the Lord. Ask the Lord to forgive them of their sins. They won't sin anymore. Lord, save them, Lord Jesus, before it be too late. Go into the churches. Let revival break out in the churches. Let the preacher get saved. Praise God. The church members get saved. Amen. So they can be ready to go back to with Jesus when you come. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. Praise the songs that come by here, Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's crying. Somebody's suffering. Come by here. And then do you believe that prayer that Miss Ella Holmes just gave us? The Lord will come by and rescue you. If you're sincere in your heart, he will deliver you. He will set you free. So you go and thank the Lord. The Lord, I thank you for being free. Hallelujah. And keep on praying and keep on seeking and growing in the Lord. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you best. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. Because there is hope in Jesus. There is no hopeless situation. God can redeem you and set you free behind prison bars. And you can have freedom in Jesus Christ. Those in the free world that can be a prayer support of our ministry, continue to pray for us. We pray for you. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love. But for all of us in the whole wide world, remember the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised in his word, he is able to perform. I encourage you and I implore you to give God a chance. And he will prove himself to you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Amen. As we go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus of those that behind prison bars. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. Kids can click on there on the activity page to learn about Jesus on their level. Praise God. Amen. Today, amen. To the next broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful pastor, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.